Jackson, for the first time ever, started watching The Bachelor.
And I love it.
And you're obsessed.
And I love it.
And it's been on for many, I don't know, 100 seasons? Something like that.
I mean, well, between all the Bachelor Nation shows, which I now have to familiarize myself with, there have been 16 seasons of The Bachelorette. There have been 18 seasons of The Bachelorette, 24 seasons of The Bachelor, and 6 seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, I believe.
So walk me through it. This is a Bachelor.
This is The Bachelor.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So this season is Peter Weber. Weber. It's Weber, but he spells it with one B, which is so stupid because that's how you spell Weber.
Yeah.
Weber County, Weber Canyon, Weber.
Also,
but it's Weber, Peter allegedly.
Weber. Peter Weber.
You just don't like the name is what you're saying?
Peter Weber.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, here comes little Peter Weber.
So Peter Weber, he was a contestant on the last Bachelorette. He came in third, so he gets to be the Bachelor this time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in love with Hannah Brown, who was the Bachelorette on that season. And she shows up, episode one, and all the girls are like, oh, they better not bring Hannah Brown back in. And then they have this super long talk because she regrets ever giving him up. And he invites her to be part of the house.
So he still likes her.
He's obsessed with Hannah Brown.
Are you serious?
4 times in a windmill, by the way. That's why he's obsessed with her.
Oh, that's the girl.
They were the windmill.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So the infamous 4 times in a windmill. So Peter, he's a pilot. And you'll never forget that he's a pilot because they bring it up every 4 minutes. Every 4 minutes. We're like, he's a pilot. He's so sexy. Sexy pilot. All right.
Listen, they do look good in uniform.
I know. So this is last night's episode was episode 3, week 3. And just to give you some context, episode 2 ended with Kelsey. She brought some wine from Des Moines, where she's from. She was Miss Iowa 2018.
Mm-hmm.
She brought some wine that she had been saving for a year. Champagne. And she set it out for her and Peter to have. Well, Peter shows up with Hannah Ann, who I hate. I cannot with Hannah Ann. I could tell she's going to make it really far because they're showing her a lot and they're really developing her character. And to the point where I actually think she might be a plant by producers because they want her to be the next Bachelorette. And I can't stand her. And he picks her for everything. And she's just the worst.
So Hannah Ann is a contestant.
A contestant.
Not to be mistaken with Hannah Brown.
Hannah Brown. Which, that's another reason I don't like it. Because it's like,
it's too much for me.
I'm also Hannah. Pick me. The worst.
Okay.
So Hannah Ann ends up drinking Kelsey's champagne, and it's a whole thing. So Kelsey get into this big fight. Kelsey thinks she did it on purpose. Hannah Ann's like, no, I didn't. I wouldn't steal champagne. And that's kind of where the new episode opens up, is Hannah Ann having a meltdown because Kelsey called her a thief. Take a listen here to this. This is Hannah Ann.
Say that I'm a liar, that I'm a champagne stealer, because I would not steal champagne.
Oh my gosh.
Devastated.
Yes. She's so hurt.
I want to steal champagne. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
That's why she's so irritating. So anyway, so it opens up with their fight and Hannah Ann calling Kelsey a bully, Kelsey calling her a thief. Meanwhile, Peter is out on his one-on-one with Victoria P., whom I adore. I actually really like Victoria P. And he takes her to his hometown for a down-home good time.
Uh-huh.
And they go to a country western store and he fits her out. He's from Los Angeles. He's from L.A. And he's like, I'm going to show you a good time in my hometown. And he takes her to a country western store.
What?
Hi, you're not from Arizona. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So anyway, he's beautiful and he's a pilot, but he is not very smart.
Got it.
You know? So he takes her and then they go to a country western bar and he makes her learn how to like line dance. And they start kissing because, you know, that's The Bachelor and that's what they do. Mm-hmm. She's the worst kisser. Victoria P.
She looks really
like she's giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
So you're saying as a viewer, you're noticing how bad of a kisser.
Oh, yeah. Like this, he's great.
Uh-huh.
She's the worst.
Okay.
She's such a terrible kisser. And then after they're done country line dancing with live music, because every episode has to have live music country line dancing.
Yeah.
He takes her to the airplane hangar because nothing says romance like, hey, come to this dirty garage where I put my toys. You know?
He's a pilot.
I know. And they hadn't mentioned it for 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So they had to take her. So then he tells her that he knows this is destiny because before the show started, he talked to God. And God said that this was the path for him. And I'm like, you leave God out of this. He had nothing to do with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Oh,
he's saying that the TV show is Destiny.
Oh, yeah. He always talks about Destiny and how this he was meant for this, but he does it on his one-on-ones with these individual girls. He's talking about the show. They think he's talking about them.
That's what I was just wondering.
Uh-huh. Oh, he knows what he's doing. He's great at telling them he loves them without saying it.
He's like, I'm making so much money. This was destined to be.
Well, and he gets 20 girls fighting over him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And the hottest girls, too. The prettiest girls. So he gathers, next day, all the girls gather in the living room to find out what the date is going to be for the day. Aleia is the worst. All right. Other than Hannah Ann, Aleia sucks. Okay, she comes in, she's wearing a pilot hat, and she's bouncing around. She's just making an absolute spectacle of herself. And it's so irritating. You'll hate Aleia in a second, too. So Aleia and Hannah Ann, we don't like.
Okay.
But we like Victoria P.
Good to know.
And we love, we'll get into it. You know what?
Okay.
Hold on that. So some blonde woman shows up. All the girls are down the, in the living room while Aleia is wearing her stupid hat. And this blonde woman shows up. She goes, everybody. And everyone freaks out. I'm like, who is this? I'm a first-time Bachelor watcher. My friend I was watching it with is also a first-time Bachelor watcher. And apparently every episode they bring a Bachelor contestant back because Demi Not Lovato on Instagram. That's her name. Demi Not Lovato.
Okay.
Her name is Demi. She was on Bachelor and then she was on Bachelor in Paradise as well. Demi Burnett, she planned the date for Peter. So she gives all the, she tells the girls who's going to be there. And then, get this, so she names everybody who's going to be there. Aleia gets to go. And then she turns to Jasmine, who's one of my low-key favorites, and says, oh, how does it feel to not get a date?
Oh,
what?
Aleia
Are you
sucks.
Kidding me?
Aleia
Oh, my gosh.
Who do you think you are, Aleia?
You terror.
The worst. So then Aleia, who is just absolute garbage, she's like, she throws her shade at Jasmine. And then Demi drops all these bags. She goes, all right, here's your uniform. Bye. I'll see you at the date. She doesn't tell them where they're going. She just says, put these on and I'll meet you there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let Kiara tell you what was inside those bags.
We got these bags with our names on them. And inside of it was like a cute pajama lingerie set.
Lingerie!
Lingerie!
Lingerie! She doesn't know what lingerie is. She called it lingerie.
She meant lingerie.
She meant lingerie, and she said lingerie.
Oh,
you guys.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what her favorite sandwich is?
What is it?
Bologna.
Oh, bologna's good.
Yeah, it's a really good sandwich.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So anyway, hashtag justice for Jasmine and hashtag lingerie.
Okay.
So they go to a country western bar. Of course.
Of course.
Because they always go to a country western bar for a pillow fight club. So Demi has set up a boxing ring.
They did a pillow fight?
Uh-huh. At a country western bar. Boxing ring, feathers everywhere. And then there's no rhyme or reason. There's no score. Uh-huh. There's no judges. It's just, all right, now you two, get in the cage. And then Demi just watches. And then when they're done pillow fighting, she just picks her two favorites. Now here's the craziest thing about the pillow fight. Is that there are two hosts of the pillow fight. Chris Harrison, obviously.
He hosts The Bachelor.
Host of The Bachelor. And Fred Willard. Television's Fred Willard, who is 1,000.
Really?
He is.
Has he gotten up there?
Yeah. And he can't talk anymore. Like, he's just to that age. But, like, why?
He's Phil Dunphy's dad in Modern Family, Best in Show.
He's
seen him from everything,
And, like, I think he was in Scooby-Doo back in the day.
I
think they had Fred Willard come on Scooby-Doo a bunch of times. So, I'll just let you hear for yourself how Fred Willard sounds these days, because it's not great.
I have an interesting fact. Fight comes from the Greek word pillow-eth, smack-eth, in the face-eth.
I think you just made that up.
I didn't make that up.
Oh, that made me so sad right there.
I loved it.
Oh,
I love crazy
terrible.
Old Fred Willard.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Fred Willard was a little too into the pillow fighting.
Was he?
He was not breaking eye contact, and it was uncomfortable, because I don't think that man's made that much eye contact in a long time. He's at that age where he's dozing off.
So is that how it ends with, like, you smack each other with the pillows and then someone gets to stay and someone goes home?
Well, no. She picks her two favorites to battle it out and then they crown a winner. And you know who they crown? Aleia.
No,
Aleia and
why?
Sydney win. And then Aleia actually wears a physical crown to the date later that night with all the other girls.
I love Aleia.
Aleia sucks.
I love you, Aleia.
No, she's mean.
I'm team Aleia.
You suck too. So they go to they go to some random patio. And then Aleia and Sydney are having a conversation and it seems normal. Sydney's just like letting Aleia run out of steam because she has what I call her on-camera breakthrough. For example, earlier in the episode, Victoria P. had her on-camera breakthrough with Peter. That's where they cry and they tell you their whole backstory.
Yes.
So Victoria P, she grew up in shelters and like she had a really hard life and it was a really sad moment. They like really connected over it. Well, Alea's on-camera breakthrough that she had a lot of pressure being a pageant girl. It was so hard.
Of course she did. Oh, no.
You're required to be perfect. So sounding rehearsed and sounding perfect is all I know. And she just cries. She's like, it's just so much pressure.
Yes.
So then Sydney tells her, she looks her dead in the eyes and says, you sounding rehearsed makes you sound fake.
Whoa.
The gloves are on everybody. So Sydney runs and tells Peter all of this, naturally. And then Peter talks with Alea and says, you know, I'm not here for anything fake. Like, I've had several people come to me with concerns that you're not here for me, that you're a fake, that you're a fraud. And she was just, and then, like, Sydney didn't just push her under the bus. She launched her under the bus.
Get her out of there.
Then they all sit down as a group to finish out the date. And Sydney starts talking trash on Alea again in front of the group because Peter was like, so Sydney, what'd you say when we were in our little special time together? And she called her out. All right. So the next day.
Good.
We open up in the house.
Okay.
I just like this part. They just did a cut scene, some B-roll or whatever.
Uh-huh.
One of the girls was eating like 3/4 of an avocado with the pit still in using a spoon. I don't know what she was doing, but it's just her in the kitchen having her avocado.
Okay. Just a moment.
Well,
with the pit in, girl, open it up. Come on. So they all have a pool party. They get told, Chris Harrison comes in, he's like, hey, we're having a pool party. So the girls are like, yeah, down to nothing, right?
Yeah.
Let's get out there. Well, Peter comes in.
So they've been wearing lingeries. There was a pillow fight.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a pool party?
Yeah.
Why do we not watch this show?
It was 15 minutes of women just hitting each other with pillows, and now everyone's naked.
Gosh.
Wow.
And so Peter comes in, and for a guy who's about to see a dozen of the most beautiful women on earth in bikinis,
right?
He's a real wet blanket. He looks so mopey, and he's still upset with Alea and Sydney from the night before. Not so much with Sydney, mostly with Alea. Mm-hmm. So he basically pulls everyone aside. He goes, this isn't going to be a fun day. One-on-one, we're all going to get to the bottom of who's actually here for me and who's not.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Instead of just having a pool party.
Just have a pool party, man.
So then Alea, everyone's talking trash on Alea, including, are you ready for this? Victoria P, because they knew each other before they went into the house. And Alea told Victoria P not to tell producers.
What?
I know!
I love Alea.
She's just
I hope she stays
shut
on.
Shut up. Don't say anything. So Victoria P also just throws her right under the bus.
Man.
I know. It's crazy. So then Alea just sobs and crumbles to the ground, and it's just like a whole thing. They get to the rose ceremony. The first rose goes to Kelsey, the girl who got hit in the face with the champagne episode 2.
Oh,
she deserved
it.
Now,
Jackson loves
her. Oh, come on.
I love her.
Yeah. That's a pity rose.
She's great, though.
That's
and you know what? She
rose.
And Hannah Ann worked it out. It was fine. And then Hannah Ann got the second rose. I'm like, Hannah Ann, gross.
Okay.
So after he gives out a few roses, Peter storms out of the rose ceremony and he talks to Chris Harrison because he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out right now.
Oh, they always do that.
Yeah.
Then he comes on in, he takes a rose away. He goes, we only have one more rose tonight. And Peter gives it out. He sent home Jasmine, hashtag justice for Jasmine, because she didn't even get a date, as Alea pointed out. Sarah, Alexa, and then Alea. Eliminated.
Yeah.
Jasmine,
she's
Sarah,
there.
Alexa, and Alea all got eliminated.
Boo.
But then they leave you on a cliffhanger because coming up next week, Peter starts to really regret sending Alea home. I don't feel good. I want her back. I listened to everyone else. I thought this was crazy, and it's even crazier. And then she shows back up, and that's the last you see. And that was episode 3 of The Bachelor.
There you have it.
Dang.
Justice for Jasmine.
Justice for Jasmine.
Lingerie.
Hashtag lingerie.
Yeah.